came right in and provided the spark right away in your first drive?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was ready, make sure I was prepared, you know, this whole week leading up, as I do each week, and, you know, making sure I stay loose on the sidelines. Sometimes that's difficult, kind of get stiff there. But just wanted to come out and execute, get the ball out of my hands and into the playmaker's hands, get, you know, first down after first down. So I felt comfortable out there. Guys were making plays for me. You know, David made a bunch of tough catches, and the O-line blocked, you know, tremendously. But, you know, I was just trying to be efficient.
Kevin, were you surprised that he went to you, considering that coach had said, I'm going to stick with Deshaun, he's got to grow and learn on the job?
You know, being the backup, you got to learn not to be surprised because, you know, you can go in at any point. Injuries can happen, a bunch of different things can happen, and you got to be ready to just go in. So I kind of, you know, I'm staying ready at all times and not letting, you know, a surprise happen. And when they said that I was going in, I was making sure that I, you know, knew what was going on defensively for the Jets and what they were doing, staying up to date with it. But just making sure I was ready to go in.
You went 75 yards down the field the first time you had the ball. What were the different things running through your mind as you kind of got your feet under you and led that drive?
I always talk about getting that first down. You know, it's a lot easier for a defense when they can get a three and out. And when we get that first down, then we kind of control the momentum. And, you know, we had a positive play that first play, and then we got them to jump off sides and got a free play. Almost had a huge play down the sideline. But little things like that kind of keeps the defense on their heels. And then just taking what the defense gives me, I felt like I saw, you know, what they were doing. And not to try and force things, but if it's there, take it. If not, check the ball down or take off and run. I learned when I went in Baltimore, outside the pocket, you know, I got to be smart with it. And so I kept that in mind, you know, when I was out there today. And a few times just wanted to take off and run and get what I can or throw the ball away.
Do you expect to start next game?
Right now, I'm just doing what I can to get better and help this team get a win. I'm not worrying about that. I this whole season, I've only focused on what I can control. And I think that I would do the team a disservice if I was worrying about outside things. So my, you know, goal leading up to this week is just going to be the same routine, making sure I get my preparation and do what I'm supposed to do my job for these guys.
Did you feel for Deshaun getting yanked out of there, knowing how hard he works and how close you guys have kind of gotten?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there are a lot of tough breaks there in the first half. And, you know, I definitely feel for him. He's a heck of a player and a heck of a talent. And I know that he was fully prepared this week because I'm in there and I'm watching him. And, you know, Cody and I both are right there with him. But when he got out, he was an amazing teammate. And he was, you know, in my ear saying, look out for this, look out for this corner. He kind of sits a little bit. Watch out for the backside safety, looking up number three. And that's, you know, I can't speak, you know, highly enough of him in that situation. He wants nothing more than this team to win, and, you know, as we all do. And, you know, moving forward, we're going to, you know, put in more and more preparation and making sure we're doing our part to get this team on the right track.
On the pick, did you think it was going to be a routine completion to an open Lewis before you got hit, or what did you see on the play that turned into a pick?
I kind of saw the look of where I wanted to throw the ball, and then I didn't really see the outcome at all. I still haven't really seen it, so it's something that I'm gonna go back and look to see what I could have done better. But as far as for me, I gotta put that ball where it's, you know, easy to get to. I think from what I saw, it was a bad ball, and so I gotta correct that, and I know how to. So I'm going to learn a lot from this film and try and get better moving forward.
How confident are you if you do get the start in Houston that he'll be able to do well? You know, it seems like you're comfortable in Houston's system in the second year, and when we do see you out there, you're going to lead the offense.
Yeah, I'm very confident. I'm a very confident person. I feel like, you know, if you do your job in preparation and leading up to the game, then you don't let things surprise you. And I'm big with visualization, and you know, I play the game before the game starts. So it's something I've been doing back since college. Last year, I got to play a little bit, but I didn't really understand the system. I was still kind of learning. And then having gone through the off season and camp, I really feel like I'm learning the system the way coach wants it to be run. And then going out there, the guys made plays for me. You know, I was just going through my reads and making sure I was throwing catchable balls, and guys went out and made plays.
Yeah, even though you haven't spent a lot of time playing in an NFL game since the last time that you played last year, how much has the game slowed down for you? And, you know, how different was it being in there this time than it was when you were in Baltimore last year?
Baltimore this year or since – which one are you referring to?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, just from last year.
So from last year. Oh, it's... Well, even when I played last year, I felt like the game had slowed down just from the preseason of last season. And then this year, it slowed down so much. Just those reps in camp and the preseason, the more reps you get, the more you kind of see everything. So when I was out there, I felt like I was seeing everything, felt confident. And so, you know, it's just football. At the end of the day, you got to be efficient, get the ball to your guys, get the ball out of your hands, make it easier on your offensive line. So that's what I was trying to do.
When you play quarterback for Hugh Jackson, do you have total freedom to change plays at the line of scrimmage?
There's certain plays where if we get, you know, a blitz coming or an overload to a side where we want to check out of it, then we can. We don't ever want to run a bad play. So we have our checks that we can get to for all of the various kinds of overloads and blitzes and bad looks, which is what I think is great, because we never want to run a play into something that we know is not a good look.
Do